When we look at the last portion of the Gospel of John, chapter 17, and we look at the relationship that the Lord Jesus Christ had with the world, we realize that the Christmas season is certainly a reasonable time to look at the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ was sent into the world. Seven times he spoke of being sent, and he does that in his prayer. But there are many other accounts of which the Lord Jesus Christ recognizes the fact that he was sent. First John says the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. And as we consider the purpose of his coming, it's a striking comparison, almost a striking contrast between the purpose that he came. If you remember the hymns that we've sung this morning and that we sing at Christmas time, most of them relate to the Lord's coming for the nation of Israel. There are very few Christmas choruses or carols that relate to the Lord Jesus Christ coming for the church, in order to build the church, in order to create the body of Christ, in order to bring salvation to the Gentiles. There are one or two references in the Christmas story which relate to prophetically the fact that the nation of Israel would reject the Messiah. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And there is a sense in which the child is born and the son is given gives us two different tracks in which the Lord Jesus Christ's purpose in his incarnation. And as we consider that, the first question in the New Testament is, where is he that is born King of the Jews? We have seen his star in the east. And most of our hymns this morning have reminded us that the Lord Jesus Christ came to be the king. But he's not the king of the church. He's the king of Israel. He's Lord of the church. And the title that's given to him, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, shows the two theological and practical tracks that run parallel in the Gospels and in the book of Acts. So he came to be the king of the Jews to the Jewish nation. Mary understood that. Zechariah understood that. And other accounts in the Christmas story, we find that the emphasis is on the Messiah coming. But we know from Peter and from others that the writers of the Old Testament were not aware of the twofold purpose of the Lord's coming. The disciples themselves were, as I have reminded you, unbelieving believers. They believed that the Lord Jesus Christ could come and should come.